Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bettering Myself podcast. I am your host, Malia. And I know I haven't posted in a while. And, you know, that's just because I have family that came in the following week. My boyfriend mom was in town. And then, honestly, I kind of just fell off the other times because of work related stuff. And I kind of fell back into that loop of going to work, coming home. And that's been draining. But now I've been feeling like, okay, we have to go back to like filling up our cup. So here I am on a Saturday, cleaned the apartment, did my everything shower, doing laundry, lit a candle, and I'm feeling productive. And that's what led me to pick up this mic because I'm like, okay, I still have to, you know, post an episode. And in today's episode, I kind of just wanted to talk about like my plans for September. It's pretty much new month, but same goals. Because my two goals of finances and fitness, they kind of been taking a hit lately. And that's just due to the fact that I have poor planning. And I realize that's mainly the cause of anytime I fall off from a goal. It's just due to poor planning. So in order to counter that, you know, I always have my self-reflection moments where I'm just like, okay, we got to lock in. The year's almost over. We just going to have to like struggle through and push through and have the self-discipline. So usually when I get in this headspace, using the example of fitness and finances, this is what I did. So I use my laptop. I log into my bank. You know, I pull my bank statements for year to date. I created a pivot table in Excel, you know, because it's categorized. And I'm looking at, okay, like, where are the most expenses occurring? And then I pull up Google Calendar because this also ties into, like, time management. So when it comes to the fitness goals as well, using Google Calendar, I need to plan out my time. And I've been self-reflecting, going back and forth for the longest about like, okay, like the days that you're not seeing your trainer, you need to figure out what you're going to do. Because I only see my trainer twice a week. And again, I'm not trying to use personal training. Like personal training is supposed to be like an accountability thing. I'm not trying to solely rely on her. So I know I still need to handle my business when I'm not with her, which I have not been doing. So hence is the whole reason why I'm trying to get my life together. So yeah, I pulled up Google Calendar. Now I know the fixed times, like, you know, my 9 to 5. So I really have a lot of time to play with. It's just more like something has to give, something has to sacrifice. And I came to the conclusion that I'm just going to have to wake up at 4 a.m. in order to work out because my apartment tends to get packed during later on in the day. And the gym is filled and I hate it because not a lot of equipment is available and the gym is kind of small. And obviously, I don't even want to wake up early because I like to get every ounce of sleep I can. But I'm just going to have to suck it up and just wake up at 4 a.m., because once you visualize, the thing I like to use with Google Calendar is really just visualizing my time and what I have and if I could do certain things. So I think if you're like a planner, either a digital or a physical, I really want to get back into physical planning, like with paper, but I just haven't been able to do it. And I don't know why. I don't know if I haven't found, like, I need to find a smaller planner. I don't know. I need to explore that a little bit more because I am trying to make more of an effort to not utilize my phone. So I've been trying to find different, like, even for music, for example, like, I've been looking at CDs and vinyls. Like, I kind of just miss having tangible items. And I've been kind of, like, sentimental lately and having that 2000 nostalgia. So I've been... That's been pretty much my whole vibe lately. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I need to start finding things to go back to how things were before technology got so great. And this kind of reminds me of another thing, but there's also this thing, I kind of forgot the name, but it's like a physical telephone, but it's Bluetooth. So you could connect it to your phone. And I was like, ooh, I need that because I think it's so cute. Like anytime someone calls me like on my phone, I could just answer it on like a landline phone. And I do plan on getting that, not right now, but that's just a sneak peek of what I mean, like me trying to make more effort into going back to, you know, physical products instead of like your phone. Even when it comes to pictures, like my mom, she makes very amazing scrapbooks, and I've been telling her like, hey, can you make me this and that, because I really want to go back to scrapbooking and just have like boxes full of scrapbooks. So yeah, I don't know, I kind of just been doing a whole bunch of things lately as far as like even apartment decorating. Like I've been trying to curate specific pieces that I want to reflect the phase that I am in life right now, and I feel like the best way to explain it is just more like getting into womanhood, and I like the classic, timeless, elegant, but at the same time I like my place to have a little personality. So I'm not like doing, you know how you have the beige minimalistic look, like I like that, but I'm also trying to incorporate like a warm, cozy, you know, like the apartment having personality. So I've been like doing a lot of things lately. Again, I think it's really just me trying to find a lot of different ways to fill my cup, and all that also just ties back into planning. Like aside from me just planning my goals of fitness and finances, like I'm also trying to plan out activities that could fill my cup, because right now I'm just in a phase where I'm just open to trying different things, seeing what I could add to my cup, well, seeing what I could incorporate to my life is what I mean, and just trying to see like, you know, who is Malia, who is she gonna be by the time she's 30, you know? So I'm over here trying to like try things now at 25 and just seeing what kind of person I'm gonna warp into. So most of the activities that I have planned for September, I'm just going to share it with you guys really quick because it's not a lot, but at the same time, like I'm just trying to be more cognizant of making sure I'm doing things that fill my cup and finding things that I enjoy and making memories and such. So for the month of September, I also said that I want to try like dog yoga. I want to do a floral arrangement class because I love flowers, but I think I need to do better with, you know, presentation. And I think that's another thing as well, is where I want to get into like hosting, and you know, I don't know if you guys seen like the Meghan Markle cooking show on Netflix, but that's like the perfect example of what I'm trying to be in the future. And I'm nowhere near there yet. Like I haven't made the effort of like buying certain things, but whenever I do get to that point, I'm gonna use my boyfriend as a guinea pig. But I do want to get to that point where I'm just making like aesthetically pleasing items and gift giving. Like I do love giving gifts to people and just make things more sentimental and personal, and you know, I don't know, it's just pretty much like my whole vibe that, you know, I resonate with. And I don't know if there's other people that could share the same interest, because again, I'm in Texas and I'm still trying to figure out how to make friends, and that requires me to get out the house and do things. So that's another reason why I want to be more intentional of visiting certain places and doing certain activities to meet new people. But another thing is trying new restaurants. We're still on the hunt to like always try different foods, very good food. Like the only two good places that we really like is Las Palmas, which is in Dallas, and then also Perry Steakhouse. We go to the one in Grapevine. The one in Dallas looks pretty cool too, but those are the only two restaurants that we like so far. And then the last two things, these are more things that I'll just make at home, but it will be making matcha at home. So I already like have the things that I want to purchase in my Amazon cart. I just need to like buy it. And then I need to go to the store and buy like maple syrup and some half and half to make like the froth, like the matcha foam thing. And then also is making a charcuterie board. I really want to make that. Like every time I see one on TikTok of someone making a snack board, I'm just like, oh my god, that looks so good. And yeah, that's pretty much my plans for September. And then also I forgot to mention other ways like I'm trying to like fill my cup, I guess you could say, but I started this thing called commonplace journaling. And the way that I look at it is pretty much you're documenting your outer world, because journaling, like I do journaling, so when I do journaling, that's more like internal, your feelings, your thoughts. But the commonplace journal is like what you're experiencing outside. So I kind of started that. I bought like these cute little butterfly notebooks off Amazon. I'll put in the show notes. I keep it in my purse, and I'm pretty much just documenting the little details that you normally don't remember. Like it could be you're in a car with your friends eating pizza. Like you could be that detailed. And I just feel like it's a great thing to start doing because I'm very sentimental and like to hoard memories. And also I always think about, you know, when I see TikTok videos of people who open like their grandma's journals and reading like what she did that day. And I'm just like, you know what? I want to incorporate that because, you know, when I start to have kids and then having grandchildren, I want them to like know what kind of life I was living. Okay. So that's one thing I started doing. And then the other thing, I started to do this thing called snail mail. So I joined someone's snail mail, and pretty much, if you never heard of it, I saw this on TikTok as well. It's just pretty much the person who has it, they just send you like very cute items. Like it could be a bookmark, it could be a coffee recipe, it could be a postcard. There's like so many different ones out there. I need to join more, honestly, but I only joined one so far. I still haven't gotten it yet. I'm excited to see what I'm gonna get, but that's just another like hobby thing that I'm just doing for myself. That's, I think it's like fun and pretty. So yeah, I think you guys should just start going out there, trying different things, you know, see what you like, what you don't like. And I think it's just very fun because I feel like while we're in our 20s, we still need to figure out who we are, what we like. And you really don't know that until you try different things. Another thing too, lastly, is given that I'm no longer in school and I work a 9-to-5, you also have to stay curious and always need to like, you know, learn. I also saw this thing. See, this is why I just love TikTok. There was another thing that I saw where it's like people are building curriculums for themselves. And I was just like, that is such a good idea because, again, you get caught up in emotion of just doing your day to day stuff. And you need to just build a little learning plan for yourself to learn different things. And it doesn't even have to be like in academia where it has to be like books and stuff. Like it's really based off your interest, and it could be literally anything. Like for the month of September, I didn't really build it out yet, but it would be pretty much reading a literature book, learning a new skill, and learning something that's like way, like that's totally unfamiliar to me. So that could be either reading law or physics, like, you know, just having a curious mind. Or you could just read, like expand your vernacular. Like there's just so many different things that you could do. It could be cooking. Like it doesn't have to be something related to your job or related to whatever it is that you do. So I think that's because it could be fun. So I just feel like that's something that people should do, like just always stay learning, you know, growing your brain, make sure, because I feel like there's nothing better than just being very intelligent and interesting. So yeah, I think that's just an idea out there if you haven't considered that as well. And you can always like go on TikTok as well and see if, you know, get some other ideas. But that's pretty much all I have for today's episode. Hopefully it was very informative. And I do want to leave you guys with two self-reflection questions that I'm going to answer as well. But the first one is, what can I do today to simplify tomorrow? And also, which habits no longer serve me? So y'all take a second, think about that, write that down, because we really have to start taking our life seriously and also just knowing that we deserve the best life. But in order to do that, it has to come with planning, and we're the only ones who could like provide it to ourselves. So if you do need to self-reflect, figure out what you need to change, either yourself, people, environment, jobs, like take calculated risks, because at the end of the day, only you guys really know what you need and what's the best decision for you. And sometimes that requires you actually having to sit down and make a plan. But that is all that I have for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.